What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care Pharmacy podcast. This is episode 419. In this episode, I'll discuss when the acute ischemic stroke guidelines recommend stopping alteplase mid-infusion. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode419. There are three circumstances where the AHA guidelines recommend stopping alteplase mid-infusion. The first is if abnormal pre-alteplase coagulation test results become available. Coagulation studies are no longer necessary to decide whether or not to initiate alteplase for acute ischemic stroke. However, guidelines acknowledge that the safety of alteplase in the setting of platelets less than 100,000, INR greater than 1.7, or an abnormal PT is unknown. If these laboratory results drawn before the start of the infusion become available mid-infusion and are abnormal, the guidelines make a level 3 recommendation to immediately discontinue the infusion. The second case is signs of intracranial hemorrhage. If the patient develops severe headache, acute hypertension, nausea or vomiting, or has worsening neurologic examination, guidelines recommend to discontinue the infusion and obtain an emergency head CT scan. And the third is if angioedema occurs. Angioedema is a rare but known adverse effect of alteplase infusion. If signs of oral-lingual angioedema develop, such as tongue or lip swelling, alteplase infusion should be discontinued. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to an in-depth practical training on blood pressure control and acute stroke. This is just one of the over 80 training modules available 24/7 to Academy members, as well as many other resources to help in your practice as a hospital pharmacist. To get immediate access to everything the Academy has to offer, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy to join today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.